Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and sunny Daytona Beach, Florida. Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Set tonight's Florida State League ball game between your visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, game one of a six-game road trip for the Mets. All six here in Daytona against the Tortugas. First pitch this evening coming up at 6:35. We should be very close to on time. It's warm, it's sunny, no chance of rain, just a nice evening for baseball for these two FSL East Division foes. Well, the last time we were on the air, the Mets were splitting a doubleheader on Sunday against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Unfortunately, lost the first game 5-3 after leading 3-0, but a nice bounce-back effort in game two, overcoming an early deficit and beating the Hammerheads 3-1. So that salvaged the doubleheader. The Mets ended up going 2-4 on that homestand against Jupiter. Daytona, meanwhile, lost 5 out of 6 on the road to the Palm Beach Cardinals at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So they are looking to come home for some home cooking and to get their season back on track, as both these teams have really suffered a bad start to the 2023 season. Taking a look at the entire Florida State League standings in the East Division, Jupiter and Palm Beach, the Roger Dean teams, are tied for first at 16-11. It seems to be a two-horse race, because then third and fourth, St. Lucie and Daytona. Actually, Daytona 9-18 in third place, 7 back, and the Mets at 7-20 are 9 games out. In the West Division, Clearwater just keeps on trucking. The Threshers have won 13 games in a row. They are 21-6, a 5-game lead over Bradenton, which is 16-11. Dunedin's played well. The Blue Jays are 15-12, 6 back. Fort Myers is sliding. The Miracle, or the Mighty Muscles, 13-14, 8 back. Lakeland and Tampa tied for last at 11-16, 10 games behind the division-leading Threshers. Other games around the FSL today. Clearwater is at Dunedin, trying to extend the win streak to 14. That game is underway. No score in the bottom of the second at TD Ballpark. 6:30 games include Palm Beach at Jupiter, a battle for first place in the East there. Lakeland at Bradenton, and Tampa at Fort Myers is at 7. And once again, our first pitch is slated for 6:35. We'll take a quick break on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's series opener between the Mets and the Tortugas.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on from Daytona Beach, Florida, getting closer to first pitch on a sunny Tuesday evening. Let's look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. They will turn to right-hander Jawilmy Ramirez, 6'2", 170 pounds, 21 years old, from San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic. This will be Ramirez's 6th game and his 2nd start. He is 0-1 with a 3.22 ERA. He's pitched very well for the Mets has been a long man out of the bullpen at times. He's only walked 4 and has struck out 23. So that's a key stat to note. He last pitched on May 3rd, 5 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, no walks, and 4 strikeouts against the Jupiter Hammerheads back at Clover Park. Starting pitcher for Daytona is right-hander Mason Pelio. He stands 6'3" and weighs 230 pounds. He's 22 years old from Boston College. He was the Reds' 12th round pick last year. This will be Pelio's 6th appearance and his 3rd start. He has a 1-1 record, a 4.32 ERA. He has struck out 14 batters in 16 2/3. This will be the Mets' second look at Pelio. He made his season debut on April 9th at Clover Park. Pitched 3 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, serving up 1 home run, walking 3, and striking out 3, getting a victory over St. Lucie. So those are your pitchers, Ramirez and Pelio. Let's take a look at the lineups. We'll begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and DHing is Scott Oda. Made his team debut game 1 on Sunday. Wilfredo Lara had a great series against Jupiter last week, including hitting 2 home runs. He's batting 2nd and playing center. Jacob Reimer hits 3rd and plays 3rd. Junior Tillian is the cleanup hitter and 2nd baseman. Vincent Perozzo had a couple of hits in game 2 on Sunday. Bats 5th. He's the catcher. Kevin Villavicencio hits 6th. He's at short. Yarrel Martinez on a 6-game hit streak. Bats 7th. He's at first. Tyrone Campos, who had the game-winning hit in game 2 on Sunday, bats 8th. He's in right. And Blaine McIntosh bats 9th. Blaine is the left fielder this evening. For the Tortugas, leading off and playing center, former St. Lucie Met Hector Rodriguez. He was part of the trade that sent Tyler Naquin to the Mets last year from Cincinnati. Carlos Jorge bats 2nd. He's the DH. Sal Stewart bats 3rd. He's at 2nd. Logan Tanner hits cleanup. He'll do the catching. Cam Collier hits 5th. He's at 3rd base. Ariel Almonte bats 6th. He's in right. Yasiel Pino is at 1st, hitting 7th. Cade Hunter is in left field, hitting 8th. And Victor Acosta bats 9th. He is at short. One name I did not mention and won't be mentioning in the lineup this week for Daytona, Leo Balcazar, who really had a great series against the Mets to open the season. He unfortunately ripped up his knee crossing home plate as the winning run a couple of weeks back in a big comeback win for Daytona. Of course, that big comeback win marred by the injury to Balcazar, who looks to be done for the season. Managers shaking hands and departing to their respective dugouts as the plate meeting has concluded. Both managers former players for these teams, Gilbert Gomez for St. Lucie and Julio Murillo for the Tortugas. Our umpires today, we got Alex Lawry behind home plate, and Davian Fry is the base umpire. Now, about Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This is a very old ballpark. It is not a spring training site. It does not have all the technological bells and whistles that the other Grapefruit League ballparks have. So, there will be no automatic ball strike system this week. No ABS. It's old-fashioned umpires calling their own balls and strikes. No challenges, no computers. So we have that on tap for the next 6 games. The Tortugas have taken the field. We'll pass it to the public address announcer for tonight's national anthem.
Oh, Thank you.
And with that, it's almost time for baseball. Getting closer and closer to first pitch in game one of a six-game series. And for the Mets and Tortugas, the fourth of their 27 scheduled meetings this year. Of course, these teams met the first 3 days of the season, all wins by Daytona. One opening night 7-6 in 11 innings. One the next day 10-3 in the finale 6-3. Daytona started the season 5-0, looked to be the early leader in the East clubhouse, but Daytona since then has really fallen off a cliff. They are 4-18 in their last 22 games. That's worse than the Mets, who are 4-16 in their last 20. So it's a chance for a get-right series for one of these two teams. We'll see how it goes. Of course, for the Mets, the last time they were on the road, they got swept right out of Clearwater. Lost all six to the Threshers a couple of weeks ago. Their first road trip of the series, they went 3-3 at the Jupiter Hammerheads. So maybe being in division on the road is better for the Mets. Tortuga's throwing the ball around the infield. And Mason Pelio continuing his warm-up session. Daytona white pants, pink jerseys with white sleeves, part of Breast Cancer Awareness Night. That's the promotion on this Tuesday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Letters Tortugas in green across the front. Green numbers on the back. Daytona wearing the alternate light blue cap with the Daytona D, the angry Tortuga turtle on it. Mets going to wear the road grays. Actually, the Mets' best jersey this year is the orange, where they are 3-4. I'm sure we'll see the orange at some point in time. Leading off for the Mets, Scott Odup, DHing, left-handed hitter. We'll get things underway. He digs in. Alex Lowry, home plate umpire, pointing something down the right field line. Wants a door closed or a blow off the field. Whatever it is, it's accomplished. First pitch is on the way. It's taken for a fastball for ball one. And immediately, the catcher, Logan Tanner, has a peek back at the umpire. Ball one, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:38. It's 84 degrees and sunny in Daytona tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch also misses. It's 2-0. And then Oda lines one deep and out of play over the home clubhouse for strike one. We'll document everything around the ballpark tonight, as there's a lot of unique features here in Daytona. 2-1 pitch is a one-hop ground ball to the second baseman, Stewart. Throws to first, and that retires Oda. And Pelio begins his night with the ground out. And up next, Wilfredo Lara. Quite a first impression last week. Joined St. Lucie to start last week's homestand against Jupiter. Played extremely well. Takes this pitch in the dirt for ball one. Lara went 8-for-19 with 2 home runs and 9 RBI. Appeared in all 6 games. And he pops one out of play for strike one. No score, one out, nobody on base, just underway in Daytona. Pelio peers over his mitt from the windup. Throws one that's grounded to third. Sliding stop by Collier. Gets up, fires to first in time to retire Lara. Nice play on the fast track by Cam Collier, the first round pick by the Reds last year. Two up, two down for Pelio in the top of the first. And it will bring to the plate Jacob Reimer. Reimer playing in his team high 26th game. He and Villavicencio lead the team in that department. Checks his swing. Does not matter. It's a called strike. Fastball in the outer half. Pelio's pitch, check swing. Reimer did not hold. It was in the dirt. Strike two. Reimer uses his time, gets back in. I'm not even sure he used the time, but he got back in. 0-2 curveball missed in. One and two. Reimer takes it up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Reimer off to a solid start, hitting 265. A couple of doubles and one home run, 10 driven in on the year. 404 on base percentage. Draw a lot of walks. And he grounds one deep to short. This is backhanded by Acosta. Throws to first. And that retires Reimer. So the Mets, all three of them, ground out on the infield in the top of the first. We'll go to the home first to Wilmy Ramirez, making the start when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
The right-hander, Wilmy Ramirez, on the mound for the Mets. ...21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Game number six, start number two for him. He'll face Hector Rodriguez, former FCL teammate. Rodriguez fouls one away. Hector Rodriguez, briefly a St. Lucie Met last year, played two games for St. Lucie, being called up from the Complex League, then went right back to the Complex League. He's having a nice season this year in Daytona as he pops one back out of play. He was traded to the Reds along with St. Lucie Met at the time, Jose Acuna, right-handed pitcher, for outfielder Tyler Naquin. It's a deal that didn't really pan out for New York. So Naquin didn't make much of an impact last year. Slow ground ball picked up by Martinez. He'll throw to first base, and he misses it, and it rolls away into the Mets' auxiliary dugout, and that's going to be an error. So the Mets, who have not made an error the previous three games, make an error on their first opportunity today. Looks like we're going to have an infield hit and then E3. Slowed shot ball near first base. Martinez picks it up and cannot hit Ramirez running to the base to cover. Even if Ramirez got a good feed, it was going to be a very close play at first. Then the flip out of control into the Mets dugout for the extra base. Here's Jorge. He grounds the first pitch he sees out to second. Tillian handles that. Jorge is out, but he advances the runner as Hector Rodriguez makes his way to third. Still waiting on a scoring decision on that Rodriguez. We think it's a hit and an error. And the scoreboard operator, hand-operated scoreboard here, does indeed put up a hit. Mets infield going to come in already with Sal Stewart at the plate. And Stewart checks his swing on a breaking ball. No score in the first inning. The Mets trying to keep it that way. Infield drawn in. One out, runner at third. Ground ball. Stopped by Aviva Sencio. He will turn and go to first. Run scores, and it's 1-0 Tortuga. Sal Stewart gets the job done, even with the infield drawn in. That ball was hit hard enough and to the left of Via Vicencio, where Kevin had to scramble to his left, reach out and snag it. Spin. He took a brief look at home and then did the right thing and went to first. Not much he could do. Perfectly placed ground ball. I think infield in, hard hit ball that an infielder stops, that's going to prevent the run, but that one did not. 1-0 as Logan Tanner takes a called strike. Two outs, base is empty. Second pitch, a change up high. Ball and a strike. This ball is fouled back. Correction, this is Cam Collier. It down to my book wrong. Either way, he swings and misses. Strikes out on the fastball at 93, a half-hearted wave. Collier is retired. Inning is over. It was a very quick inning, but one that featured Daytona scratching across a run with the help of an error. So 1-0, home team. Go to the second on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you on a warm Tuesday night in Daytona Beach, Florida. Mets will send Junior Tillian, Vincent Perozzo, and Kevin Villavicencio to the plate against Daytona starter Mason Pelio, who retired the Mets 1-2-3 on 12 pitches in the first. Here's Tillian. Takes a big leg step and then holds ball one. Fastball got it by him at 93. Pelio this season is off to a decent start. We await the 1-1 pitch. And it's popped into shallow left center. Three Tortugas converging. And it's the center fielder, Rodriguez, making the catch. And Tillian is retired. Pelio, 12th round pick out of Boston College for the Reds last summer, making his third start, appearing in his sixth game. He's 1-1 with a 4.32 ERA. He's only logged 17 innings coming into this game. Ball is fouled away by Perozzo. Pelio picked up a win in his first outing of the year, April 9th. Out of the bullpen, pitched 3 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs against the Mets at Clover Park. Perozzo stings the ball deep left center field. Rodriguez looks up. This ball is going to one hop off the base of the wall. And Vincent Perozzo will cruise into second base with a one-out double. A gapper for Perozzo. After he went 2-for-2 on Sunday afternoon in Game 2, he starts this series with an extra base hit. He's proven to be a good offensive catcher here in single-A ball. We'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio. So Mets have the tying run at second base with one out in the second. Helio to the stretch for the first time. Throws one that's fouled back by Villavicencio. Villavicencio having a nice year. Average 244. OPS at 619. Doesn't hit for a lot of power. And we have a pause in the action as that foul ball deflected and hit the umpire, Alex Lawry, who just signaled a thumbs up to the Daytona dugout, assuming the trainer. So meanwhile, Pelio and the catcher, Logan Tanner, have a meeting on the mound. And they're not going to charge a Maoism for that. It's a medical timeout for the umpire. Ready to resume. A 1 pitch is swung through and missed. Fastball at 94. And it's nothing in two. And Villavicencio, 20 hits and 82 at-bats this year. Only 3 for extra bases. He does have some pop, just hasn't really showed it yet. 0-2 pitch, check swing, did not go. The slider just missed off the plate. Again, no ABS system this week. No computerized strike zone, no challenging. Ballpark not outfitted with that Hawkeye technology. There's a swing and a miss on a slider, and Villavicencio strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's Pelio's first strikeout of the night. Two down, and Yarel Martinez is up. This would be a great time to extend his hitting streak to 7 games for the Mets. And he started 0-for-21, like a lost cause for a while, but then his 6-game hit streak really starting to take care of business. One point as this pitch is in the dirt, gets away from Tanner, and down to third goes Perozzo. Hard to tell where that ball scooted off to, went up the first base line. So now, Mets have the tying run at third base with 2 outs. Martinez in a 1-0 count. During this hit streak, Martinez had 5 consecutive at-bats with the hit. Takes it high and in, chin music. 2 balls and no strikes. That's down 1-0, 2 outs in the top of the second. Tying run at third base. Martinez awaits the 2-0 count. And it's a changeup at 86, high and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Mets and other teams in this league not been afraid to swing 3-0 this year. See if Martinez gets a pitch to hit. He does, and he rocks it deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. Bye-bye, baseball. Yarel Martinez sitting dead red 3-0. Hits a 2-run blast right down the line. And it gives the Mets a 2-1 lead in the second. An emphatic way to extend a hitting streak to 7 games. And his second home run of the season. Coming close to home plate. Hits it. High five from Perozzo. And the Mets have the lead. Exit velocity on that, 106 miles an hour at 362 feet. Launch angle 24 degrees. It was out in a hurry. Groove fastball. and he did not miss. Campos line drive right to the shortstop, Acosta, and that will end the inning. But not before. Yero Martinez makes some noise for the Mets. Two-run homer with two outs, and it's 2-1 Mets midway through the second inning.
Best tailgate, risk it.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 7.
Blew right through the stop sign there on the broadcast, but here we go. The bottom of the second, I'm looking for my binoculars, can't find them, they're behind the computer. There's not a lot of space in this booth, but I managed to lose the binoculars anyways. Now, Joanway Ramirez pitching with the lead. There's a ball outside to Logan Tanner, the catcher. Tanner hits one deep left field. To the corner goes McIntosh. He looks up. This ball is gone. Oh, foul. Foul. Well, it's gone from the stadium, but foul. That'll draw some boos from the Tortugas faithful here. I think that's the right call. It was right down the line. It's smaller dimensions here than some of the bigger Florida State League, Grapefruit League ballparks. Tanner just now getting back to the batter's box. 317 down the left field line, 325 to right. It is 400 to center. The same height wall all the way around. And about 8-9 feet. 1-2 pitches high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Breaking ball slapped up the middle for a base hit. Logan Tanner, leadoff single in the bottom of the second. Sangren aboard, and up comes Ariel Almonte. One of the features about this ballpark here in Daytona Beach, Jackie Robinson Ballpark, all turf field. No grass anywhere. You heard that right. Wouldn't lie to you. Breaking ball, top of the strike zone at 78. Called strike one on Almonte. Second pitch, changeup, high and outside. The only dirt in the ballpark, the mound, the home plate circle, and the two bullpen mounds. Down the left side, foul ground. Down the right side, foul ground. This ball is fouled away. Everything else, artificial surface, the base paths, the outfield, the warning track. So it will really test your baseball instincts here. You have to know where you are. You're not going to feel the gravel under your feet as a fielder. 1-2 pitch, and that one's fouled back overhead. Another thing we've discovered over the years is that if you are a base runner, when you are sliding into second trying to steal, you have to start a little earlier. Because if not, you start on normal time, that fast track, you're going to slip slide right over the base and come off and be tagged out. Ground ball deep to second. Tillian backhand shuffles off to Villavicencio. Turns to first. Double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. Extremely well done, especially on Tillian's part. Backhanding it up near the pie slice. Villavicencio, the quick turn of the hips. A strike to first base. So Almonte hits into the 4-6-3 twin killing. Base is empty. And Yasiel Pino is up. Mets had that shaky defensive play to start the game with the error. Led to an unearned run. They turn a nice double play there. Check swing. Pino holds up. So, yeah, the artificial surface. Just one of the quirks about this ballpark. This pitch is a high strike at 90. 1-1. This ball is rocked into right center field on the move, making the catch, reaching out is Lara. Saves a double in the gap. Wilfredo Lara on the fast surface runs it down and ends the inning. Good defense by the Mets in the bottom of the second. The double play ball and the outstanding running catch by Lara in center. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Mets have a 2-1 lead going to the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Lane McIntosh will lead it off for the Mets in the top of the third. Mets lead 2-1. Fast-moving ball game here to open a six-game series. And Lane takes a pitch up high for Mason Pelio. Second pitch laid right in. At 87, 4 strike. And the pitch low at 95, high speed pitch of the game for Pelio. But well below the knees. 2-1. Outside at 94, 3-1. Lane McIntosh, very twitchy as always in the batter's box, choking up. Feet back, forth, back, forth, back, forth, pitter, patter. Trying to stay ready. Waits on the 3-1 pitch and will take a close ball four. So McIntosh, who had those four consecutive innings with a walk, and then it's 18-4 win on Thursday, back down to first on the free pass. I've never seen anything like that. The number 9 hitter in a game taking a walk in four consecutive innings. Three times the base is loaded. And they say you see something new every night watching a baseball game. Back to the top and Oda. And he takes the ball up. McIntosh started and stopped. McIntosh does have some speed. This is a fast track. Two stolen bases, no times caught this year. He's got another healthy lead. Pelio takes a look at him. Pitch comes home. McIntosh stays. Ball is low. 2-0. At this stage, McIntosh might just be better off waiting. As Pelio can't find the strike zone. Only one of his seven pitches this inning in the zone. Set from the stretch, holding the glove and hands outward. Pitch is outside for ball three. Fans murmuring they wanted that call a strike, clearly off the plate. Yarrow Martinez swung 3-0 and homered. What will Scott Oda do 3-0? So even if he gets the pitch to hit. He did not. Way outside for ball four, and the Mets have drawn two walks in the first two batters. They are set up nicely for the good part of the order. Here's Lara. Of course, the 9 RBI and 5 starts last week. Mets leading 2-1. Nobody out, 2 on, top 3. Lara 0-for-1 at the ground out today. McIntosh trying to steal third. Throw to get him. In time. Good strong throw by Logan Tanner, who's got a cannon. Collier put his glove down by the bag. Ball went right in it. McIntosh's hand slid right into it. So a double steal attempt. That was interesting. No stolen base for Oda. Not when the lead runner's caught. There's a check swing. Lara definitely went. It's 0-2 now. That first pitch was a called strike. One thing in the scouting report for Logan Tanner, boy, the scouts love his arm. And that was a big boy throw to third base. The Mets have to be wary of trying to steal on him, especially a short throw like that to third. No 2 to Lara, he grounds it deep to third, and that will go foul. Not by much. Bounding into the Daytona bullpen. Stays 0-2 on Lara. Yeah, Mets not the best base-running team. They've now been caught 13 times, 29 successful steals. Two pitches spoiled, fouled straight back. 2-1 Mets, one out, runner at second, top three. Sun setting on Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Warm but pleasant evening for baseball. Check swing, Lara didn't go on appeal. He held up. Adrian Fry, the base umpire, the safe signal. Pelio ready for the 1-2 pitch, and it's hacked foul right at the plate. One popped right off Lara's front foot. And time called. Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Pre-game, they had ceremonial pink bases. Those have been swapped out for the white bases. But the chalk line, batter's box outline, catcher's box, and slightly down the line until you hit the turf. Pink chalk. It's a nice touch. Go with the pink jerseys for Daytona. Lara takes a pitch away, 2-2. Of course, a lot of the chalk line has been kicked around, scuffed up. Two, two. Lara foul tip strike three. Good squeeze by Tanner. Lamar looked back to see if maybe he had caught a break. That is the second out. This inning has turned in favor of the Tortugas. Two on and nobody out. Now there's one on and two out. No run is in. And Jacob Reimer will come to the plate. Reimer, 0 for 1. He grounded out to short in the first inning. Leo's first pitch, and Reimer hits it to short again. Dropped and bobbled quickly by Acosta. Gets up, high throw, lands back on the base. Pino does for the out. Reimer can't believe it. So two misfires by Acosta, but he gets away with it. The ball off the chest, picked it up, threw it high, but Pino, the first baseman, lands back on the base before Reimer hits it. Looks like the right call. Reimer almost got on. So Mets had a good start to the third inning. Two on, no outs, do not score. They remain up 2-1 in Daytona.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to it.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Joelmeet Ramirez's first pitch of the third is a dirt ball to Cade Hunter, 1-0. Ramirez, two innings, two hits, one run, unearned. Pop up, left side. Shallow left, Vivasencio going back, still going back. The shortstop makes the catch out in shallow left center. The left fielder McIntosh is coming on, but Vivasencio had already established himself. So a quick out. Joaquin Ramirez, just 25 pitches in this game to record seven outs. Comes to the nine man in the order, Victor Acosta. He's made that good play at short. Not sure if it's a good play. He hung with it. And he halfway goes around. Ooh, check swing. Had to appeal that? He definitely went. Surprised that wasn't called right at home. 0-1 pitch skips away. Ball and a strike. Well, this fast turf, I think, helps infielders recover. As Reimer's ball was smashed out to short. Took a good hop to Acosta, just didn't make the play. But because it comes at these fielders so fast, there's no grass or natural dirt to slow the ball down. You do have more time to recover. I mean, we're talking milliseconds here. But sometimes that's all that you need. Brown ball skips off the mound to Villavicencio. From the pie slice, throws the first. Retires Acosta. Two up, two down for Joaquin Ramirez in the bottom of the third. He's gone through the lineup one time now. And with success, it's the one unearned run and two singles. Real-time ERA is 2.92. Here's Hector Rodriguez, who legged out that infield hit and now grounds one into right field, the base hit. Well, that's interesting because Yerel Martinez on contact, the Mets first baseman, immediately bailed to the bag, which is something he did not do the first time Ramirez hit the ball. I think Ramirez, that's probably a hit either way, but Martinez, most first basemen will at least give that a lunge. He quickly vacated right to his bag. So Hector Rodriguez 2-for-2 against his old team. Here's a ground ball up the middle for a base hit for Carlos Jorge. Hector Rodriguez will turn and go to third. So two hard at ground balls to the outfield. And it's a first and third situation for the Tortugas. Sal Stewart on an RBI ground out his first time up will come to the plate. Can't do that this time. Needs a hit. Tying run 90 feet away for Daytona in the bottom of the third. Ramirez set from the stretch. First pitch is grounded back to him. What a stab by Ramirez. He will run it himself all the way to the base. He saves a third straight hit and a run. That ball was going to be up the middle and through if he did not snag it. He's a big, tall guy, Jawilmy Ramirez, and he needed his entire wingspan there to haul that ball in. No runs, a couple of hits, no errors, two stranded. Good start and full thing for Jawilmy Ramirez. We'll go to the middle innings. Mets lead this one 2-1.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Junior Tillian at the plate to lead off the top of the fourth. He takes ball one up and in from Mason Pelio. Pelio's pitched well. His only mistake, really, as Tillian swings and misses at a changeup. He's falling behind 3-0 to Martinez and then grooving a get-me-over fastball. And it got over all right, over the wall. A two-run homer. It's the Mets offense this evening. Tillian takes a called strike. Another changeup, this one knee-high. That's 1-2. Mets had two walks to start last inning, but couldn't do anything with those. Tillian grounds one up the middle. That one's going to be in to center field for a hit. Maybe it caught a piece of the glove of Stewart, the second baseman, on the way over second base. Stewart would not have had a play anyways. Tillian with the base hit to lead off the top of the fourth. Even though we don't have the modern technology, the Hawkeye system, calling balls and strikes, the challenge system, all the fancy tech parts of the game, we do still have the pie slice out at second. They painted on the chalk lines. As the strike is called to Vincent Perozzo. Although these chalk lines are just like the ones in Clearwater. They are like traffic lines, not solid lines from the corner of the second base bag to the outfield. Turf. pitch is outside. Now, I initially thought that they went with those lines, the traffic style lines, because it'd be easier for the grounds crew to drag the infield. Well, there's no dirt to drag here. I'm not sure why they didn't just make them solid white lines. As Perozzo swings and misses at a pitch at 87. Perozzo doubled in the second, scored on that home run by Martinez. Pelio's pitch is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Perozzo goes fishing, strikes out. That is the third strikeout for Pelio now. One away in the top of the fourth. His first strikeout victim, Kevin Villavicencio, is strolling to the plate now. One on, one out. Mets lead by one in the top of the fourth. Game one of six in this series in Daytona. Pelio with a look to first. Tilly in a short lead. And Villavicencio chases the fastball high. Strike one. After Logan Tanner showed off his strong arm catching McIntosh at third base last inning, not sure the Mets are going to be doing a lot more running in this game. The one pitch is a called strike. Tanner back picks Tillian. He's safe. Close. Tillian didn't even have a big lead. Logan Tanner trying to snipe him down at first base. Almost did it. It's 1-1 on Villavicencio. And he foul tipped it. Or maybe not, but he definitely went around. A check swing. Swinging strike, and it's 1-2. So a couple of Mets batters now. Perozzo and Villavicencio chasing pitches in the dirt. A 1-2 pitch. Missed. Good pitch at 85, but Villavicencio a better take. Two balls, two strikes. Pelio looks over to first base, and time called. Looks like by Villavicencio. Well, two balls, two strikes. Did not use this timeout yet. A good spot to take it. Two-two pitch, and swung through and missed. The fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Pelio as he dispatches Villavicencio for the second out of the inning. Junior Tillian, who started the frame with the base hit, still on first. And up comes Yerel Martinez. Homered his first time up, extending his hitting streak to seven games. No Met this year has homered twice in a game. First pitch, Martinez flies it into right field, but off the end of the bat, and it will be caught by Almonte. Good inning from the starting pitcher, Mason Pelio. Leadoff single goes nowhere. We're halfway through the fourth inning. Mets holding a 2-1 lead in Daytona.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Joaquin Ramirez has only thrown 32 pitches in three innings. Very efficient as he faces Cam Collier. And Collier knocks one foul. Ramirez got the comebacker to strand runners at the corners in the third, keeping his 2-1 lead. It's their current score. 2-1 St. Lucie. Daytona out hitting the Mets 4-3. Mets with the only error. This ball is popped back and out of play towards the canal. Sounds like we have a good crowd tonight here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, although it's tough to see. Broadcast booth located right on the roof above home plate. Almost right on top of the plate. Can't see anything going on underneath in the grandstands. They're a rabid fan base here in Daytona. This ball is fouled back. Back to when the team was affiliated with the Cubs. Then the Reds took over the affiliation in 2015. And have had it ever since. Cubs went to Myrtle Beach. Breaking ball. Just missed. Barroso asked for a challenge. Nope. Hey, if he challenges to me, I'll just give him a strike. Force of habit. 2-2 pitch coming all the way to the backstop. Full count. Well, not only do we not have the ABS here, even if we did, it wouldn't be a challenge to anyways. 3-2 pitch coming to Collier, and he pops it out of play. Reimer will give it a look, but that one's going to reach the stands, front row. Looks like Silver Sluggers night here in Daytona. A lot of older folks in the lime green Tortugas Silver Slugger shirts. Very much like the St. Lucie Mets Silver Slugger shirts this year. It'll be odd when Daytona plays in St. Lucie on a Tuesday. Time called by Collier. Payoff pitch again, and it's too high for ball four. Collier draws a walk. Time run down to first, and that is the first walk of the night issued by Ramirez. Just the fifth walk he's issued this year. I tell you, that pitch he threw, that Perozzo tried to challenge, it looked like a strike from here. I think if Lowry thought it was high. Logan Tanner will come up. One for one with the single is Tanner. First pitch, fast strike at the letters. Tanner was the Reds' second round draft pick out of Mississippi State. Collier, their first round pick. So they bat right next to each other. 0-1 pitch is popped into left center. Lara running in, and he will make the grab. Center fielder calls off Campos. Tanner retire. And Tanner no more for his defense than offense. Can't do much with that pitch. And up comes Ariel Almonte. First pitch, fastball right by Almonte for swinging strike one. Mears just now getting into the 40s with this pitch count. That was number 43. Changeup misses at 81. Almonte hitting to a double play last time up. Nifty 4-6-3 double play turned by Tillian and Villavicencio. This ball fouled right back. Mets made that error on the game's first play, snapping a three-game error-free streak, longest of the season. In general, the Mets have played much better defense in the last week, being smarter with the ball. A 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Ramirez strikes out Almonte. A high fastball. Second strikeout of the evening for Juwumi. Now he's trying to do what his counterpart Pelio did. Strand the leadoff runner at first. The Yasiel Pino lined out to center field in the second, 0-1. Collier, mid-size lead. Fastball is high. Daytona has not tried to test Mets catcher Vincent Perozzo tonight. They haven't really had many chances to. Line drive, ground ball, scooped up by Villavicencio at short. He'll go the short route to Tillian at second for the force. And that does it for Pino and the Tortugas. The fielder's choice, 6-4, as Collier's wiped off the bases. His walk amounts to nothing. No runs, no hits, no errors, one stranded. Four innings complete in Daytona. Mets lead 2-1.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Tyrone Campo shows bunt on the first pitch of the fifth, but retracts and takes a ball. And Campos takes another pitch in the same spot, not showing bunt. 2-0. Pelio entered this inning at 58 pitches. Four solid innings of work. Two runs, two walks, four strikeouts, three hits. Campos takes a high strike. 2-1. Some action starting in the Daytona bullpen. We got a pitcher feigning pitching out there, but no catcher. This is like Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in the old Clover Park, where the bullpens are in foul territory down the line. Campos takes a pitch low. It's three balls and a strike. He'll take low for ball four. It's the fourth walk, third walk issued, rather, by Pelio, the second time he's walked a leadoff man. Blaine McIntosh, who was that leadoff man 2 innings ago, is back in there now. 2-1, Mets in front. Nobody out, runner on first, top five. First pitch, McIntosh late on a changeup. Doesn't look like he fully committed. There's now somebody actually throwing for the Tortugas in the bullpen. Foul tip, and ooh, that one caught a piece of Logan Tanner, like somewhere on the thigh. So Alex Lawry, the umpire, will walk the ball out. Gives us a chance to talk about another unique feature here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the hand-operated scoreboard. Out beyond the left field wall. Guy's getting his steps in. That's the placards with all the numbers on it. Little light bulbs for ball strikes and outs. He just flicks the switch. Foul tip, strike three. And then on the throw down to first base by Logan Tanner, it hits McIntosh's bat, which is on his shoulder. And because of that, Dairon Campos able to run up to second base. Well, I don't think I've ever seen that before. So McIntosh strikes out swinging. Tanner was trying to throw back to first to get Campos, and his throw knocked off McIntosh's bat on his shoulder, scuttled away, and then Campos is up to second, no problem. That's got to be E2, I believe. It's an out with the strikeout. Campos up to second. And Oda at the plate takes a ball and then swings through a high fastball, strike one. Never seen that before. The catcher trying to throw down to first on a strikeout, trying to back pick the runner, and the ball hits the batter's bat as he's trying to walk away. Very strange. Swing and a miss. Fastball challenged at the letters. Oda could not catch up to it. Yeah, it is an error. It's really the only thing it can be. Campos isn't stealing second. One 2 pitch coming to Oda. And he fouls it away to stay alive. Now, there's a guy out there. He takes the placard, he gets up on a ladder, and he puts, you know, runs, hits, errors up. And also the line score. The yellow zero indicates what's happened at the top of the fifth. All the other numbers are white. Curveball, strike three. Oda caught looking. Frozen by the breaking ball. Back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth inning. This is exactly like the fourth. The Mets get the leadoff man on. The next two strike out. It's unproductive at-bats. The error helps as Campos is still in scoring position. 2-1 Mets with Wilfredo Lara at the plate. He's 0 for 2. And he flies one way up on the infield. The second baseman Stewart's calling for it, and it comes down in his mitt, and the inning is over. So nothing doing for the Mets after Campos reaches on the leadoff walk and goes to second on the error. We're halfway home in game one of the series. It's a good one at the Jack. Mets leading Daytona 2-1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse.
be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
William Ramirez averaging 12 pitches per inning. There was ball one to Cade Hunter in the fifth. Mets nursing a 2-1 lead. This ball is hit high and deep to left. McIntosh looking at it go foul, and he runs out of room. One bounding out by the batting cages. Way out beyond the left field wall. The reliever continues to warm up for Daytona in the bullpen, Jared Lyons. Looks like he will have the sixth. Cade Hunter 0-for-1 in a 1-1 count. Takes this pitch inside for a ball. Another slider looked like caught some of the plate, but no. Two-one pitch. Missed low, three balls and a strike. Rocket line drive to center, and that's going to be caught by Lara. And they could not hit it any harder. 108 off the bat. Goes for allowed out number one. Well, the analytics folks consider anything hit 95 miles per hour or harder a hard hit ball. And your chances of a hit go up exponentially when you hit one 95 miles per hour or harder off the bat. But it's never 100%. Case in point right there. Might be the hardest ball of the game. A big swing and a miss by Acosta. He was way ahead of a changeup. Strike one. Acosta takes this pitch inside. Ball and a strike and out. Nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Mets two, Tortugas one. The changeup again just off the plate. Ramirez winds and fires. Ground ball, hooked foul. Pass first into the Mets bullpen. That's bullpen right near the Budweiser bullpen bar. Got some drink rail seats for the fans just sitting there. Adrian Lantigua will give him a foul ball souvenir. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. A fastball at 92 by the bat of Acosta. Third strikeout for Ramirez. He's retired both batters in the fifth. Just the third strikeout, which always helps with the efficiency. Back to the top in Rodriguez. He has half of the hits for Daytona. He swings through a high fastball here, strike one. The infield hit in the first, and on the same play, an error. Got to second, eventually scored on the ground out, and singled in the third as well. Pitch goes high, 79, a ball and a strike. And a lazy fly into right center by Rodriguez. Campos is underneath it, squeezes for out number three. And despite as well as Jeromy Ramirez has pitched tonight, that's the first 1-2-3 inning he's turned in. He is absolutely cruising. Five innings, no earned runs. Mets will take a 2-1 lead to the sixth in Daytona.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound for Daytona. In the top of the sixth, it's Jared Lyons, as expected. Mason Pelio went five innings, scattering three hits, two runs, three walks, six strikeouts. 72 pitches, 43 strikes. A nice start for him. Two-run homer by Yoel Martinez, the only damage done. He's the pitcher of record, though, for the Tortugas, and they are losing 2-1. First pitch, a sky ball by Reimer, deep left field. Tracing back is Hunter, spinning around, still going back. This ball's gone! Wow! Bye-bye baseball. Jacob Reimer up into the wind tunnel. A launch angle of 46 degrees. My goodness. 345 feet and a home run. Mets second of the night, and it's 3-1. Would have never thought that off the bat. High fives all around from Reimer. He gets the home run cowboy hat as he enters the dugout. See, that made its way on the bus. Junior Tillian knocks a ball into center field for a base hit. A rude greeting from Jared Lyons. The home run by Reimer was his second of the year. Gosh almighty, 46-degree launch angle. And the left fielder, I'm not sure anybody was more surprised than Cade Hunter. He got to his spot, settled underneath, then twisted around a bit, got to the wall, and all he could do was watch it go over. Went right near the scoreboard. The wind is blowing out to center. It's not whipping like it was last week or the week before in Port St. Lucie or Clearwater. But clearly, the higher he goes, the windier it becomes. Mets will take it. Reimer's second of the year. There's Perozzo swinging and missing at a changeup. The Mets doing it the long way, the home run ball. So they've got all their runs tonight. Throw over to first, Tillian back in safely. Lyons with 8 seconds left, still holding. Throws this pitch. It's grounded in right field for a base hit. Tillian had to stop, make sure it didn't hit him. So three batters, three hits for the Mets against Jared Lyons. Not the outing he was hoping for. The Mets, a great opportunity to build on this 3-1 lead. And it looks like they'll have a mound visit between Lyons and his catcher, Logan Tanner. Chance to catch up around the Florida State League. Mets entered the day 9 games out of first. Behind Jupiter and Palm Beach. Those two teams playing each other. So the Mets will gain no ground this week because somebody ahead of them in the standings is going to win every night. But still can play good baseball. They've definitely been playing better baseball lately, really starting that game on Thursday. 18-4 victory. They didn't win the next night, but they played a clean game. Played two clean games in the doubleheader as Vivasencio pops one into right field. Wind might blow that ball back fair. It's going to be caught in right field. Here's a throw to third, and it's Tillian tagging. What a great catch by Almonte in foul ground. Ball popped out of his mitt, and he snagged it again. It's a foul out for Villavicencio. But good awareness by Junior Tillian, able to tag up on the foul out. Almonte was not in a great position to make a throw. That being the first out of the inning, that's a productive out, even though it was foul. Now here's Yerel Martinez. Runners at the corners, one out. Martinez will foul one off at the plate. The Mets have not been the best situational hitting team this year. They know that. We all know that. Saw some improvement there on Sunday. Perozzo hit a double. McIntosh moved from a third to the ground out on the right side, and Lara hit a sac fly to center. Martinez swings through a fastball half-heartedly. And it's nothing in two. Here's your classic situational hitting moment right here. Runner at third, one out. Small lead, trying to expand. 0-2 pitch coming, and it's fouled away. Martinez just throwing the bat head out there and spoiling. Jonas infield playing back, hopeful for a double play ball. Lines the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed in the dirt. And Martinez does not have a productive at-bat. There'll be no situational hitting there. And now Dyrone Campos will come up looking for a two-out RBI hit. It's kind of turned into his specialty. The game-winning hit in the doubleheader on Sunday, a two-out, two-run double. Lions' first pitch inside, ball one. Knock Campos off the plate, and he will use his timeout right here. Now he's back in. 1-0 pitch skips in the dirt. Perozzo's going to try to go to second. Here's the throw, and it's not going to be in time. Tillian did not break home. So we will have a wild pitch on Lyons, sending Perozzo up to second. Good read by Perozzo. A throw by Logan Tanner was offline to the second baseman, Stewart. Tillian did not break for home. And Stewart, as he was making that catch, was well aware of Tillian's possibility of coming in. So second and third, 2-0 count. And now it's 3-0, which is low. 3-1 Mets in the top of the sixth. The hit could really change things, potentially making it a 5-1 lead. Campos waits the 3-0. He will take a strike. Fastball outside half of the plate. Campos ground ball to first. Scooped up by Pino. He steps on the base himself and ends the inning. Inning started with a home run by Reimer to make it 3-1. Mets had a chance for more. Miss out on some situational hitting. They settled for the home run. It's a 3-1 Mets lead in the middle of the sixth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
3-1 lead for Jawilmy Ramirez now. Face off against Carlos Jorge. This is third time going through the lineup now. No activity in the Mets bullpen. Jawilmy only at 61 pitches. Starts with the breaking ball low. And he's retired six in a row since walking Collier to start the fourth. He seems to be getting stronger. Fly ball by Jorge deep right field, and it's gone. And it's back to a one-run game. And Carlos Jorge goes yard to the same general area where Yarl Martinez did in the second inning. It's now 3-2 Mets. 391 feet, no doubt about it. Now to right field. Reimer home run the difference now, and also got to keep in mind Mets had Jared Lyons on the ropes last inning. After the Reimer home run, the next two batters singled. Mets did not score. This ball is fouled away. It's the first earned run allowed by Ramirez, trying to shake it off as against this foul strike one, that of Sal Stewart. And Stewart grounds one to short. DeVincenzo waits, steps, throws. Perfect. One gone in the bottom of the sixth. N41. Was hinting around the Florida State League school board last inning. Didn't get a chance. But Clearwater on a 13-game winning streak is down on the road 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Now Clearwater, as part of this 13-game winning streak, has won four in a row in their last at-bat. So down a run, probably not going to bother them much. Line drive into left center, a base hit for Collier. Quickly getting to his McIntosh, he will heave it back to the infield. Good job. Ball can get away from outfielders quickly on this fast surface. McIntosh holds Collier to a long single. Keeps the tying run out of scoring position. Dan McKinney, Mets pitching coach, will head out for a mound visit as the Mets do get activity going in the bullpen. Christopher Vasquez starting to throw. In the battle for FSL East supremacy, the two Roger Dean teams going at it, matching first place 16-11 records. 3-1 Palm Beach in the top of the seventh. Palm Beach is the road team. In first alone tonight. That's all said and done. Bradenton's up 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth at home against Lakeland. Lakeland's lost seven in a row. Fort Myers leading Tampa 5-0 in Fort Myers in the third inning. And of course, our score here is 3-2 Mets, tying run at first base, one out. Bottom six, Logan Tanner is up 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. Mound meeting is over. Ramirez's first pitch to Tanner is a breaking ball inside. Maybe Dan saying that Ramirez is too reliant on the fastball at the moment. Try something else. There's a fastball. It's too high. Two balls, no strikes. For the most part, Ramirez has been pitching in front of hitters, not falling behind very often. Big reason for the success tonight. Breaking ball, yank deep left field. That's going to go foul. Off the fencing up along the left field line. Logan Tanner absolutely smoked it. An not many secrets left. I know Ramirez, the pitch count is efficient, but these Daytona hitters now are starting to line him up. Two-one. Fastball way too high at 92. Vasquez shouldn't need too much longer to warm up. Dangerous pitch coming here from Ramirez to Tanner. Fastball, called strike. Fans don't like it. Tanner seemed to know it right away. Full count, one out. Ramirez ready with the payoff pitch. Runner goes. It's up high for ball four. Tanner takes the walk. Collier slows into second base. And the Tortugas in the tying run in scoring position and the go-ahead run on first for Ariel Almonte. Looking into the Mets dugout. Gilbert Gomez leaning over the rail. Not going to make a pitching change at the moment. Ramirez will get one more batter. Maybe stalling for time, Perozo will jog out to the mound. Now, Ramirez is ready to go. Perozo wants another word, so a couple of mound visits here. And that is going to be to buy time because Gilbert Gomez is going to call time, come out of the dugout, and make the pitching change. Ramirez did really well. Mets had a chance to give him more offensive run support, didn't. So he will depart the game, pitching extremely well. Only one earned run against him. That was the home run by Jorge, but he's responsible for the two on. Vasquez coming in a big spot when he come back, trying to protect a one-run lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Christopher Vasquez, the new pitcher for the Mets, in a tough spot. First and second, one out. Setting sun. Mets lead in the balance, 3-2. Harold Almonte is hit into a double play and has struck out. Been a rough night for him, but he's in a chance for redemption. Vasquez from the stretch will throw home, and it's popped up left field. McIntosh on the run, falling fast. McIntosh underneath makes the catch, fires it back to the infield. Almonte out on one pitch. Well, that ball looked like it was going to die in shallow left. It made it halfway down the line. McIntosh losing his cap running towards it, but had plenty of time to get underneath. Important first out recorded by Vasquez. Two down. And Pino is up. He's lined out and hit into a fielder's choice. First pitch. Breaking ball outside. Vasquez has had a rough go of it. He's given up at least two runs in four straight appearances. As this changeup is in for a strike. His best outing was against Daytona on a Saturday night. Three scoreless innings. It's probably the best appearance by any Mets pitcher in that rocky first series of the year. 1-1. Swing and a miss on the fastball at 91. About a 12-mile-per-hour difference between that changeup and the fastball. One and two. Vasquez the pitch home. Up high. Good try. Two balls, two strikes. Vasquez a look back to Collier at second. The 2-2 home. Outside. Slider no good, and it's a full count. Got ahead. One and two. First pitch after that was close, but no bite. Last pitch well off the plate. Payoff pitch. Runners will be on the move. Here it comes from Vasquez. Low ball three. Ball four, rather. A walk to load the bases. Close ones there. Pino would not go after it. So first pitch fly out and then a walk on a full count. Tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run in scoring position. And Cade Hunter is the batter. A high stakes bottom of the sixth. Mets clinging to a 3-2 lead. Hunter 0-for-2 with the pop-out and a line-out. Vasquez, first pitch, grounded to Villavicencio. Fields it, will throw to first in time. Boy, he could have run that to second base for an easy out. Instead, he took a more difficult route, but a nice throw. And the threat is extinguished. Good job by Vasquez. Keeps Ramirez in line for victory. To the seventh we go. Mets lead by one.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh, good ball game between two teams that have poor records. They've played a very competitive game tonight. Blaine McIntosh leads off. We've seen some clutch pitching, some good defense, some home runs. And you couldn't tell that these teams, two of the worst records in the minors. McIntosh tries to drop down a bunt. It's fouled away. By the way, in your record update, the Mets at 7-20. Still tied for the second worst in minor league baseball. But they do have some breathing room from the bottom. The Stockton Ports out in the Cal League, 6-22. McIntosh foul tips the pitch for strike three, and Lyons makes quick work of him. The first three batters Jared Lyons faced went like this. Home run, single, single. The last four, fly out, strike out, ground out, strike out. So he has settled in. And he did not let this game get away from him. And his team has been able to cut the deficit back to one. Here's Oda, and he takes the ball outside. And Mets have dropped 16 of their last 20. Daytona's dropped 18 of their last 22. For that brilliant 5-0 start, Daytona went right in the tank. And some of the issues that have plagued the Tortugas have also plagued the Mets. A young team, not a lot of pro experience. They've had a tough time hitting. They're last in the league in offense. Pitching has struggled at points. And defense, middle of the pack. This ball is fouled away. And again, the Mets, I know they've, in the last four games, are just 2-2, but that's an improvement, and they're playing better. And that has included tonight. Oda's pitch is driven into deep left field. Long run for Rodriguez. It's over his head and over the wall and a bounce. It'll be a ground rule double for Oda. His first hit with the St. Lucie Mets. A one-out ground rule double in the seventh. A hard hit ball. 98 miles off the bat. Clearing Rodriguez with ease, and with that big bounce off the artificial turf, that's right over the wall and into the parking lot. Wilfredo Lara's had an unusually quiet game, 0 for 3. He's had some opportunities the last couple of times up with runners on, and has not been able to come through. Pitch. Changeup 82 for a strike. He's in a two-strike count. 0-2. Slider swung on and missed, and Lara's down on three pitches. It's not his night. 0-4, two strikeouts. Jacob Reimer will come back up for the fourth time. Reimer homered his last time up. Skyball clearing the wall in left. With that strikeout, Mets now 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. And they've scored all their runs on homers tonight. A dangerous way to make a living on offense as Reimer takes the ball. Again, that 1-for-10, that one hit was the Martinez homer. Reimer takes it inside, 2-0. Lyons coming set. Looks back to Oda. The 2-0 pitch is fouled straight back for strike one. And you can't really talk about Reimer without mentioning Jet Williams, since they are the two high school draft picks from last year. High round picks. Jet won first round. Reimer fourth round. Jet with the team. Still a little banged up from all those hit by pitches, but he took BP, took infield today. Hopefully back in the lineup soon. This pitch gets away briefly from Tanner, but not far enough. Kind of went right behind Reimer's back foot. Three balls and a strike on Reimer. A couple of other Mets on the injured list. Carlos Dominguez, Rylan Thomas did not make the trip. They're starting to ramp back up back at home on the minor league side. 3-1 pitch, and Reimer slugs it into center field. Rodriguez waiting for it, still waiting. It comes down into his mitt. He barely had to move. So the Mets get a leadoff double from Oda, but are now one, or rather it's one out double from Oda, but they are now 1-for-11 with RISP. Seventh inning stretch in Daytona. It's 3-2 St. Lucie.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Christopher Vasquez gets a clean slate in the bottom of the seventh. Holding a 3-2 lead, he stranded the bases loaded in the sixth to those inherited runners. He'll face Victor Acosta, a nine-hitter, who's 0-2. Acosta out front of a chain, strike one. Close the book on Jawilmy Ramirez. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Through 72 pitches, 47 strikes. There's a swing and a miss on another change. And it's nothing and 2 on Acosta. Bottom of the order has not done much for Daytona tonight. Don't have a hit in the bottom four. Just 2 walks. Here's a liner, deep left field. McIntosh looking up. He's got room. Makes the catch. 1 foot on the track. We're out number one. So Acosta didn't miss it by much. Again, it's only 317 into the left field corner. So some of those fly balls at Clover Park that are caught deep out there might sail over the fence here. Back to the top, and Rodriguez is 2-for-3, a couple of singles. And Prozo will head to the mound for a visit. How many Mets mound visits have we had here? It's 7 in a game. That was 3. Okay. I don't think they counted the one last inning where Prozo went out there and then 30 seconds later was joined by Gomez. Pop up out of play, foul, strike one. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Oh, Ramirez didn't know he had it. Throws to first and he throws it away. Oh, my. What happened? A comebacker right to Ramirez. It was in his mitt. He had no idea where it was. And he finally looked in his mitt 2 or 3 times, saw it was in there, and then ripped one to Martinez at first. Martinez had to stretch off of his glove. That was about an easy and out as a pitcher could ever have. A comebacker right to his mitt, and he didn't know it was in the mitt. It's got to be an error. Wow. So the tying run is on base, and Carlos Jorge, who homered last time up, is at the plate. I think I've never seen that before. The pitcher has the comebacker into his mitt, straight into it, and had no idea. We've seen it hit pitchers in the mitt, and it fall to the ground, and they don't know where it is. But actually secured in the glove and did not know it. That's a new one. Pitches a ball. By the time he found it, he still had time. And it was going to require a hard but perfect throw. And, you know, Yarrow Martinez has not had the best time defensively at first base. Couldn't save it. Fly ball, shallow left. McIntosh coming in, still coming in the lights, makes the grab, and retires Jorge. And Rodriguez remains at first. Lane lost his sunglasses and his hat. No, need the sunglasses anymore. I think he lost sunglasses. Something. So two outs, it's basically a four-out inning as Sal Stewart comes up. Vasquez trying to work around his own error. Stewart 0 for 3, three ground outs. And he takes one outside. Mets lead 3-2, tying run on first base, two down, in the bottom of the seventh. Stewart, an RBI ground out in the first to short, grounded out in a comebacker in the third, grounded out again, short in the sixth. And he takes a fastball too high. Two balls and no strikes. Vasquez ready with the 2-0. Gets a strike call right on the outside corner. Delayed call from Alex Lawry. Draws a loud boo, a lone boo from down below. Two-one pitch. Just missed. The Mets wanted that one. Three balls and a strike. Vasquez, 3-1 pitch, and it swung and missed a changeup. And Stewart was way ahead of it. Full count. Runner on first. Rodriguez will be taking off. And time called. Timeout Stewart. Made it to the last chance. That changeup was a pretty pitch. See if Vasquez does it again. Here comes the payoff. Runner goes. Pitch is inside. Did he go on appeal? No. Mets thought they might have gotten a swinging third strike. Instead, Stewart takes the fastball inside. Ball four. There's been an error and a walk in the inning. The Mets playing with fire here, nursing a one-run lead. Now they have to face the most dangerous hitter in the order, Cam Collier. And the Mets should be out of the inning. It would have been a 1-2-3 inning. As Collier has a strikeout, walk, and a single in that order. First-round pick by Cincinnati last year. Takes the pitch up high, ball one. Vasquez appears to be a little fidgety on the mound. One oh pitch inside for ball two. And Perozzo motioning for Vasquez to settle down. Definitely hitter's count at 2-0. Collier will be looking for something good to hit. Vasquez, good speed out on second as the tying run. And this ball is a rocket into right field. Campos lines it up, makes the catch. Right to him. Exit velo, 97 miles per hour. Another hard hit ball for the Tortugas right into the mitt of a Met defender. And Vasquez skates through. A rocky seventh, stranding an error and a walk. The Mets will take their 3-2 lead to the eighth. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thanks for hanging out on a Tuesday night. Coming to you from Daytona Beach, Florida. This is the first of two trips the Mets will make to this ballpark this year. 12 total games here. As Junior Tillian leads off against Jared Lyons. And Tillian takes a strike. Mets lead 3-2. Had the lead since the second inning. Tillian slugs a ball into right center. On the move is Rodriguez, still going back, makes the play. A running catch over his shoulder retires Tillian, who had been bidding for a third straight hit. He is now 2-for-4. Vincent Perozzo also looking for a three-hit game, is 2-for-3. Got a double in the second, single in the sixth. Talk about the Mets' struggles with runners in scoring position tonight. 1-for-11. Well, Daytona's 0-for-6. So, depending on how you want to look at it, pitchers are either doing a dynamic job where the hitters have just tightened up, unable to come through when needed. Probably somewhere in the middle. Usually is. 2-0 pitch, and Perozzo will take a high fastball. It's 3-0 quickly. Rio taken down the middle of the whole weight. Three-one in the dirt, ball four. Rosso takes a jog down to first base. He's been on three times tonight. Update on that Clearwater Dunedin game. It's in extras. Clearwater has scored a run in the top of the inning, top of the 10th, to go up 5-4. And Clearwater looking for a 14th straight win. They won two of their last four games, have come in extra innings. Now three of their last five. Some kind of magical run they're on. As Villavicencio comes up, and he slugs one into deep left center. Rodriguez on the run, trying to catch up, reaches out, and he brings it down. Hector Rodriguez logging miles in the outfield for Daytona tonight. Robs Villavicencio of an extra base hit and the Mets of a possible run. Rosso was right at second base when that was caught. Had to go back. That's to the deepest part of the park, too. If that ball was hit a hair sooner, probably gone to left. Two down and Martinez is up. And he grounds one foul pass first for strike one. And Martinez hit a 3-0 pitch out of the park to right field in the second inning to give the Mets a 2-1 lead. Third Mets run came on a Reimer homer. Thus the 3-2 lead. Fastball low. Ball and a strike. Spin and throw to first by Lyons, but Perozzo back in. Very short lead. Christopher Vasquez, I think, is going to start the bottom of the eighth inning on the mound for the Mets, but Gene Calderon is starting to throw loosely in the bullpen. As this pitch misses outside, close again. Fans starting to get on Alex Lawry's case. One pitch is swung on and missed, a good changeup. Now the fans here are notorious for getting on the umpire for the strike zone. I don't know how these fans would do if you took away the umpire just calling strikes and balls and had the ABS system in here. I don't think they'd like that very much. Martinez fouls one in front of home plate. Stay alive. 2-2. That one would have caught a piece of Logan Tanner. Catcher some dirt in the eye. So we pause. And now ready to resume with the 2-2 count. Long pause from Jared Lyons. And the 2-2 pitch is rocketed to deep right field. Almonte running back. It's going to clear him and go over the wall. And that's going to take a runaway from the Mets. Ground rule double for Yarrell Martinez. Perozzo was halfway around third. He's got to go back. Key insurance run wiped out for the Mets on the unlucky bounce. Yarrell Martinez now 2-for-4, a double to add to his two-run homer. Continues to swing a great stick. Cannot bring that run in. Not his fault at all. Just a bad bounce. Again, the rubbery outfield turf. That's the second ground rule double hit into today by the Mets. And we might have a pitching change. Julio Murillo, manager for Daytona, heading out to the mound. There is a reliever throwing in the bullpen. And that will do it for Lyons, or will it not? Actually, I think this is the pitching coach. Is that Willie Blair? It is Willie Blair. So just a mound visit. First one for Willie Blair tonight. Well, that new reliever in right field is left field close to ready. But will not be coming in. Dairon Campos will be coming up. Big spot here. Two outs, eighth inning, Mets. A one-run lead, a hit, expands it to two, possibly three. Lyons' first pitch, and it's dribbled foul off to the left. Now Campos was in this spot last time up, second and third. Two outs. And hit an easy ground ball out to first. So one trip up later, a chance for a redo. And he swings and misses at the slider. And he's working ahead, nothing and two. Lyons ready with the 0-2. Campos swings and misses at the slider way out of the zone. Oh, it can be a cruel game, baseball. That's easy insurance run taken away by the great home team bounce in their own stadium. Daytona only 4-8 here this year. But don't tell them that their stadium doesn't help them. It sure did this inning. Martinez's double goes for naught. We'll go to the home eighth. It's still 3-2 Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, this is interesting and maybe concerning. Eduardo Salazar has taken over in left field for Blaine McIntosh. Salazar not nearly as fast or as good in the outfield as Blaine McIntosh, so that's not replacing McIntosh for defense. To find out what went wrong with Blaine. Ran down a few nice plays in left field today. Been a hot part of the diamond. Logan Tanner is up and he takes a ball outside from Vasquez and then swings and misses at a changeup for strike one. Tanner one for two with a single and a walk. And Vasquez continues to pitch while Calderon warms up in the bullpen. Mets leading 3-2, home eighth. Swing and a miss on the slider. Down and away, and Tanner will take his timeout. Vasquez, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, called third strike. Tanner thought he held up, and he did. He was not aware that was going to be a called third strike. And the Boo Birds rain down on Alex Lawry, the home plate umpire. It was a delayed strike three call. Maybe that's just his ring up there. And he stepped back and punched him out. And a big strikeout for Vasquez to start the eighth. And he throws a fastball inside to Ariel Almonte. It's the part of the order where Daytona has not had success tonight. Bottom four hitters. This ball is shot foul. Monte, Pino, Hunter, Acosta, none have registered a hit. Vasquez, the 1-1. Grounded foul over towards the Mets side, first base side. The 1-2. Ooh, bounced in the dirt. Good 2 feet in front. Spike changeup. 2-2 on Almonte. Who has double played, struck out, and flown to left 0-3. Vasquez ready with the 2-2. It's way outside for ball three. Is wasting no time with the payoff pitch, and it's pop foul. We'll do it again. Vasquez now 2 innings pitched. No hits, no runs. A couple of walks. Payoff number two. Swing and a miss. Vasquez struck him out with the slider. Amonte goes down. Back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the eighth for Christopher Vasquez. Big pitch. Probably not going to be a called strike. It lingered in the zone. Looked like it would for Almonte. It's a bad night for Almonte. 0 for 4, two strikeouts and a double play. Here's Pino, who's 0 for 2, and he takes the slider down and away. Vasquez with the 1-0. Overthrows the fastball. 92, two balls, no strikes. Pino 0 for 2. He walked the last inning. That was against Vasquez. 2-0 pitch laid in for a, a ball. Must have been high. It was right over the plate. 3-0. Pitch. Called strike. Pino threw the bat aside, started to go down to first, and now he has a word with the umpire. That's going to get the crowd more riled up. I thought the previous pitch was more of a strike than that one. All hail the human strike zone. 3-1 pitch, and that is going to be right down the pipe for strike two. This time, Pino starts walking to first again. He held the bat. I mean, where is he going on that pitch? Right down the middle. That's 3-2. Crowd upset. Payoff pitch coming from Vasquez. Outside, ball four. Pino with the word as he heads down to first. That's about the biggest cheer of the night. From this Daytona crowd. Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner. Julio Murillo, the manager, in the ear of the umpire. And yep, somebody's jogging out there for Daytona. That is Jan Contreras. He'll pinch run for Pino, the big first baseman. Again, Daytona is not tested Perozzo tonight. Perozzo had that hellacious series against Clearwater 2 weeks ago. Trier's cold off the bench, a mid-sized lead. First pitch home is swung on and missed by Cade Hunter. Mets lead 3-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs, runner on first. Hunter 0 for 3. Batting eighth. Fastball right in there for a called strike two. Hunter kept the bat right on his shoulder. Two strikeouts and a walk in the inning for Vasquez. Do anything he'd like here, nothing in two. Cherish again a short lead, now building slightly. Vasquez, the pitch home, and it's flowing into center. Lara running in. He's underneath, backing up a bit, makes the catch high over his head. For out number three, Christopher Vasquez with a great relief appearance. 2 2/3 innings, scoreless. All with the one-run lead. Go to the top of the ninth. Mets will look for some insurance, leading 3-2.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Eduardo Salazar swinging for the downs. Misses. Strike one from Jared Lyons. Surprised Jared Lyons is back out there. Thought he might be taken out as Salazar swings and misses at another pitch in the dirt. He lost his card there, his defense card. It'll be picked up by the umpire, Alex Lowry. I want that to fall into the wrong hands. We saw that a couple years back, didn't we? The Rays and Orioles, was it? Somebody lost their, cheat sheet, little play card. So Salazar down on three pitches. Now here is Oda. That's a ground ball foul. Good thing for the Mets. Right down the first base line, hugging the line. So, all right, Yarel Martinez hit that double. That would have scored an insurance run last inning, but it bounced over the wall for a ground rule double. Forced Perozzo back to third. There was a mound visit. And after that mound visit, Lyons, three pitches a strikeout to start this inning. Here's a ground ball on the second pitch to Oda. He grounds out. That was the magic elixir for Lyons, that mound visit. Eight strikes since and two strikeouts. The Mets going down quickly and quietly here in the top of the ninth. The lead is one as Lara takes a strike. He's 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. And he lines one into right field for a base hit. He'll at least get one hit in the night. And it's booted in right field by Almonte. And Lara will go to second. It was a fairly easy ball to Almonte in right field. Just what a nightmare of a game for him. Two strikeouts, a double play ball, and now an error in right field. So Lara, with the harmless single into right, E9 puts him at second. And will we have a pitching change now? As I don't think so, but Lyons is getting a visit from his catcher, Logan Tanner. Jacob Reimer's going to hit. So there's a possibility now for an insurance run. That's 1 for 12 runners in scoring position tonight. Reimer homered in the sixth. He's 1 for 4. Lara, good speed out there on second base. Reimer waits on the pitch and takes it for ball one off the corner. Lyons pitch. It's in the dirt. Good stop by Tanner. Ryan Gursky has a ball in the bullpen for the Mets, windmilling his arm around, the lefty. Now there's two lefties due up to hit for Daytona in the bottom of the ninth, so that would make sense. The 1-0 pitch is high. Would like to give Gursky a two-run lead. Lyons, the 2-0 pitch. Reimer hits it hard right to third. Nice stop by Collier. Throws across the diamond. A perfect strike to the chest of the first baseman, and the inning is over. So nothing comes of the single and error off the bat of Lara. Mets will have to hope that a one-run lead is enough to win in regulation. So one of the best pitched games of the year for St. Lucie. Can they finish it off in the bottom of the ninth? Stick around and find out.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live.
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Been another nip and tuck game for the St. Lucie Mets. Not a lot of successes in these games. Got a 4-2 win this year. They had a 3-1 win on Sunday. And some touch-and-go moments. Well, the first batter up is Victor Acosta, the number 9 hitter. Christopher Vasquez is going to stay in the game to face him. Here we go. First pitch is in there for strike one. We have Gursky in the bullpen, Calderon in the bullpen as well. Some managing going on for Gilbert Gomez this inning. Here's a ball slugged into center field. Lara on the run. It's over his head. It bounces over the wall for a ground rule double, and the tying run is immediately at second base. And not a great route taken by Lahr to that ball. Don't think he would have got there anyways. But here come the Tortugas. Tying run in scoring position, nobody out. And now the lefty Hector Rodriguez comes up. Gilbert Gomez always going to let him pitch to him. Maybe it's changed the runner in scoring position, but this is surprising. Rodriguez 2-for-4 today, and he takes this pitch up high for a ball. And no bunt shown at all. The top of the order has a chance to get it done for the Tortugas, who are hitless with runners in scoring position today. And Vasquez will spin and look back to second. No throw. Pitches way outside for ball two. And Prozo throws his hands up to say, settle down. Vasquez the 2-0 pitch, and it's swung through and missed. The slider, top of the strike zone, two balls and a strike. Two-one, a late swing and a miss way off the plate. That was a gift from Rodriguez. Ball was a full foot off the plate. Awkward swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Vasquez looks back to second, the 2-2 coming home, and it's fouled away. A late swing by Rodriguez, emergency hack. Nice, stay there, Pass says get set. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. What a huge strikeout for that Vasquez as he gets the high heater past Rodriguez. Rodriguez can't advance the runner. And Jorge will bat next. Another lefty. And Vasquez will be the one to face him. And you got Gursky in the bullpen, the lefty ready to go. Not needed for Rodriguez. Now here's Jorge. And the first pitch is a ball up. That's clinging to a one-run lead, tying runs at second base with one out, bottom nine. A 1-0 pitch is hit deep left field. Salazar ranging back, still going back, leaps up and makes the catch. Oh, it wasn't pretty, but it was effective as Jorge flies out to deep left. Salazar just kept trailing back and back, and he left his feet at the last moment, reaching up high to pull it down. And the Mets are an out away. Vasquez, particularly from pitching around a leadoff double. And it's up to Sal Stewart, who's 0 for 3. He's a righty. Vasquez, first pitch, is hit into center field. Lara backing up, sees it in the lights. Makes the catch and ends the game and raises his hands high over his head as he starts the Mets celebration. How about that? A 3-2 win for the St. Lucie Mets, pitching around a leadoff double in the bottom of the ninth. Gilbert Gomez trusted in Vasquez, even though he had the lefty ready in the bullpen and two lefties coming to the plate. Vasquez got both and then retired Stewart in the air. Gilbert must have known something there. He had belief in his pitcher, and it paid off as Vasquez finishes the last 3 2/3 of this game, holding a one-run lead the whole time. What an effort by him. And the Mets forming that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. They will snap an 8-game road losing streak. They swept that doubleheader back in mid-April at Jupiter. Then went 0-2 the final two games against the Hammerheads and then lost all six in Clearwater. So they're in the win column on the road. And this is also the first time the Mets have won a series opener. Things are looking up. The team is playing better. And they are now 3-2 in their last five games. And this might have been the most impressive one of all. Holding a one-run lead basically from the second inning on the road. Managed to do it as the team trickles out of the bullpen and the dugout to their clubhouse down the right field line, celebrating a 3-2 victory. Joelmy Ramirez pitched his tail off. He gets the win. Christopher Vasquez gets the save. Mason Pelio takes a difficult loss for the Tortugas. Mets will improve to 8-20 on the year. Daytona drops to 9-19, and now the Mets, with the win tomorrow, can tie Daytona in the East Division. Fun stuff. Good ball game. Well played. A lot of excitement. A lot of drama. Sounds like it'll be a fun matchup the rest of the week. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, we'll come back with the postgame show to wrap up Mets' 3-2 win in Daytona.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Adam McDonald with you from high atop the action, the broadcasting booth, which sits above the roof, straight above home plate, kind of an awkward place and conceivably dangerous, but I don't think about that too much, so I'll lose sleep at night. Wrapping up a Mets 3-2 victory on the road, Mets get their first win against Daytona this year as Daytona swept the series opener 3-0, first three games of the season. Mets get some revenge here tonight as Daytona has now lost 19 of its last 23 games. Tough times for the Tortugas. Well, the Mets, let's get to the scoring summary. One of those games, and it doesn't happen very often, all the runs scoring on homers. Yerel Martinez, or rather in the first inning, started inauspiciously for the Mets as Hector Rodriguez hit an infield single. First batter of the game for Daytona, hit a slow chopper out to first. It was fielded by Yerel Martinez, and then he made a bad shovel pass to his pitcher Ramirez covering. It was an infield hit, and then the ball got away into the Mets dugout for an error. So Rodriguez was on second, no outs, went to third on a ground out, scored on a ground out, and it was 1-0 Daytona. In the bottom of the second, Vincent Perozzo hit a double with one out against Mason Pelio. And then with two outs, Yerel Martinez came to the plate. Pelio fell behind 3-0. And I said on the broadcast, I said, if it's going to be a pitch in the strike zone, Martinez is going to swing. And he got a pitch right down the pipe, grooved to him, and he slugged it out of the park for a two-run homer. It remained 2-1 Mets until the sixth inning when Jacob Reimer led off with the home run against the new pitcher Jared Lyons. A 45-degree launch angle home run way, way up in the sky. Did not think it would get out, but the wind might have helped push it over the wall. The Mets led 3-1. But it was a quick answer. The leadoff batter for Daytona in the bottom of the sixth, Carlos Jorge, homer to right field off to Wilmy Ramirez. That made it 3-2. So the Mets had that two-run cushion for about 10 minutes, if that. And then they really had to hang on the rest of the way. Both teams had chances to score in this one, but couldn't do it after that Jorge home run as there was bases loaded later in the sixth inning for Daytona. Vasquez wiggled out of it. Daytona had a leadoff double in the ninth, couldn't score. The Mets had first and second, no outs in the sixth inning after the Reimer home run, couldn't score. They had second and third in the same inning, couldn't score. They had second and third in the eighth inning, couldn't score. They had a runner at second base, two outs in the ninth, couldn't score. It was really a game about not scoring, as the Mets went 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position, only to be done by out Daytona, went 0-for-9. So that's bad broadcaster math tells me teams combined for 1-for-22 with runners in scoring position, and that one was the Martinez home run because Perozzo was on third base at the time. That's the scoring and non-scoring summary. Now we move to the box score, starting with the line score. For the Mets, 3 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. Daytona, 2 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors as well. Hitters in the game, lots of Mets had hit today. Oda got his first hit. Lara ended up with the hit. He went 1-for-5. Reimer went 1-for-5 with the home run. Tillian went 2-for-4. Perozzo, 2-for-3. And Martinez went 2-for-4 with the double and a homer. For the Tortugas, 2-hit games from Rodriguez and Jorge from the top spot. And then after that, it was fairly quiet. Collier and Tanner had base hits, but nobody
four through nine had a hit for, or five through nine had a hit for the Tortugas. Until Acosta's double there in the ninth. That was the only double the game for Daytona, and Jorge had the home run. So there are your extra base hits for Daytona. The Mets had three doubles and two homers. So they made the most of their nine hits. So those were the hitters. How about the pitchers? For the Mets, Ramirez gets his first win of the season, lowers his season ERA to 2.93. Five and a third innings, six hits, two runs, just one earned on that homer, two walks and three strikeouts. Vasquez gets his first save. Boy, what a job he did. Three and two thirds, one hit, no runs, three walks, three strikeouts. And to get the top three in the batting order after the number nine man hit a leadoff double in the ninth was as impressive a feat for a Mets pitcher this season as any. For Daytona, Pelio is now 1-2, taking the loss, five innings, three hits, a couple of runs, three walks, and six strikeouts for him. Lyons finished the game for Daytona, final four innings, six hits, one run, a walk, and five strikeouts. So one of those rare Florida State League games where the teams use four combined pitchers, that's all. Ball game played in 2 hours and 19 minutes, a quick one, in front of 1,601 baseball-loving souls here at the Jack. Now, the teams will look ahead to tomorrow. It will be another 6:35 first pitch. Whether it looks good, that's always a positive. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:25. We'll see if these two teams can treat us to another tightly contested ball game on a Wednesday night. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the St. Lucie Mets 3, the Daytona Tortugas 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. Hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.